Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. You know, for as long as businesses have tried to get customers to buy their stuff, a referral has been the holy grail of prospecting. A referral has been the holy grail of prospecting. Like the mythical chalice. It's a referral. That holy grail, if you know that story, just like that one. A referral is golden. And I want to emphasize the power of referrals. So allow me to introduce what I call Blasingame's Prospect Entree Spectrum. That's right. Write that down. It's going to be on the test. Blasingame's Prospect Entree Spectrum, BPES, which is a way of valuing the method used to get in front of a prospect. How are you getting in front of prospects? If you're B2B, if your customers are other businesses, but not just B2B, B2C too, but it's more specifically B2B. Retailers get referrals too, but it's a little harder to get in to see people these days, other businesses these days, right? So I came up with this spectrum to identify the value of the different ways that you try to get in front of a decision maker so you can sell them something or at least find out if they qualify. And the BPS scale is on 1 to 10, just like so many, with a cold call. Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far? A cold call being number 1, and the unqualified referral being a 10. The difference between scoring a referral and making a cold call is, as Mark Twain says, like the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. Let me put a sharper point on that. In the age of the customer, my friends, a cold call is a fool's errand. In the age of the customer, a cold call is a fool's errand. Asking for and getting an appointment is a 5 on my scale. Right in the middle. If you're asking for an appointment, it's a 5. From 2 to 5 on my spectrum are varying degrees of quality of connection that you attempt without a referral, like networking. So anywhere from 2 to 5 would be some kind of a chance meeting or an intentional meeting or somehow developing them as a prospect is from 2 to 5. That anything other than a referral. But from 6 to 9 represents a varying quality of referral. For example, a 6 is a casual referral with 1 of 2 qualifications attached. Either the referrer, the person you're talking to get you to you're asking to get you a referral, that person doesn't know you well or doesn't know the prospect well. So that's a 6. The goal, though, is to demonstrate you're worthy of a full-throated, unqualified referral, a 10, which is almost money in the bank. When you hear someone say they're working smarter, not harder, that means they're earning lots of referrals, including an increasing number of 10s. Folks, this is so important, and this is... I've been using this system for my whole life, for decades, and it's one of the ways that I've been successful in business is by getting referrals. None of us get enough of them. None of us get as many as we should and as we could. None of us do. But the more you work at it, the better you'll get, and the more success you'll find. So I want to talk about 5 things to do if you want to sustain a successful referral strategy. First, ask for referrals as a way of life, not a means to an end. When you meet somebody and you're talking business, even if it's just a casual conversation, it's okay to ask for a referral. Hey man, if you know, it might be as simple as if you know anybody who's if you hear of anybody who needs whatever it is you sell, let me know, and I promise you, and tell them this, say, I promise you, if they're your friend when I get there, they'll be your friend when I leave. So that's the way you got to do it. Number two, help customers give you referrals by teaching them how to tell others about you and your business. You must do this. People don't wake up. It's not their job to wake up thinking about you every morning to think about how they can help you. You have to train them. And one of the ways you train them is give them a little short, it's like an elevator speech, a short and sweet little pitch. It's like an elevator pitch. Something that they can remember that helps them to tell the person they're referring you to why they should talk to you. Train them. You have to train the referrer. You also, number three, you have to be worthy of a referral. Take good care of the referred prospect, like I mentioned earlier. Even if you don't make a sale, make sure that you follow up on this promise. If the person you send me to is your friend before I get there, I promise you I'll take good care of them and they'll be your friend when I leave. It won't, if they stop being your friend, it won't be because of anything I did. Number four, thank the referrer every time in person is possible, if possible, regardless of the result of the referral. Even if they send you a referral, if they recommend you to somebody, even if you don't get the business, you got to thank them. And remember, getting the referral is a success. And number five, if you want to get referrals, give them to others. On that last point in Ecclesiastes 11, chapter 11, verse 1, King Solomon wrote, "Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you." 3 millennia later, Ivan Meisner, who is our friend, right, and the founder of BNI, Business Network International, he gave us a handier way to remember the law of reciprocity. Ivan said, "Givers gain." Isn't that beautiful? Givers gain. In the age of the customer, if you're not asking for and getting referrals, you'll have to work much harder than is necessary just to survive. Seek the Holy Grail and the perfect 10 of prospecting, the unqualified referral. It's money in the bank. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. More to come. So keep it up, quench my desire,
and I'll be at your side forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.